Tuesday afternoon, always visiting with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Wow, sounds like some more snow on the way.
I know. What was it? Isn't it like 6 to 8 inches or something? Or
yeah, something like that. It doesn't matter anymore.
No, it's just so sickening, though. It's like, I feel really bad for anyone that has to do the cleanup of the streets and the roads. I mean, our poor city people. Oh,
yep.
You know, so.
They've had a workout this year.
Yeah, thank a city worker.
Yeah.
I think that should almost be a day.
Yeah, that's right. And a county worker and a state worker.
And yep, and a state worker. I mean, anyone that is doing this, because it's just a thankless job that's never ending right now. It's just horrible.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing about it is hopefully it melts quick. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh. All right. Well, I know a lot of activity at the Appleton Public Library again, Cindy.
Yes, we've got quite a few things going on, and let's hope the weather does not affect it. Otherwise, you know, always listen to KLQP. They make the announcements for us on what's happening, if we have to make any changes anyway. But yes, this week, which is the week of the 6th of March, we have tonight the preschool story time for call. It's 5 Senses Story Time. And I'm telling you, Georgia has some incredibly fantastic activities planned for preschoolers. And so that event is tonight, which is Tuesday the 7th at 5:30 p.m. No registration, just stop on down and participate. It is really a great opportunity for other young parents to meet new young parents and kids. And you know, you think about it, my son is still friends with his young friends he met as a 2- and 3-year-old. So, you know, these things really do kind of matter. So,
yeah,
stop on down. And like I said, that's tonight at 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow is a take and make for after school. Instead of an after school event, it is a take and make, and it is all about slime. So I have a feeling that we're going to run out, so you may want to stop on down on Wednesday after 3:30 right away so that you get your slime. I'm sure parents just love it when we have slime kits for them to take home and make at home. I wonder if she'd let us do this for adults. I actually have been asked if adults could make this slime at home. So,
you'd get a good crowd, I bet.
I think so, too.
And then,
next week we also have some more things coming up. Tuesday we are going to be designing our very own gnomes on Tuesday on the 14th. Here at the Appleton Library, and so that is a personalized gnome class, and you do have to register for that. And then we are making dragon eggs on the 15th after school. And then kind of something exciting I thought I'd talk a little bit about is we are having a presentation on miniatures, miniature model building. And so it's kind of cool. They're going to have some samples and examples on hand for people to see and talk all about the art of miniatures. And miniature model building, you know, it's kind of where they take a whole room and they put it all in a small miniature format. Just a whole interesting kind of concept. And that will be on Tuesday the 21st, and we have Carmen Osmond and Tom Watson that will be putting this presentation on for us here at the Appleton Public Library.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think it'll be super cool. Check it out. Otherwise, we've got some information on the miniature model building on our website and everything, too, but that's just something different that we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking for something unique and different, and this just kind of fell into my lap, so very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else going on?
Well, we have all sorts of stuff, but we'll save a few things. We've got our book club coming up every Wednesday after school. We have something going on. You know, we've got, you know, our Harry Potter club. We still have once a month. It's usually the first Saturday every month. We have Steve Stairrood here to help with your computer questions, Lego club. Also, if you're interested, we have a free copy of Book Page Magazine. It's a magazine on books that will be coming out, or new materials that will be released, and that is free for people to look, that just are waiting to see when their favorite author has a book coming out, or if they're looking for something new. So yeah, always something different that we're doing here at the Appleton Public Library.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's what I like about it, Cindy. You always come up with some different ideas and stuff. And you think out of the box a lot.
I guess.
Like that. All right.
Yeah, and then we've got, of course, what are people reading? A lot of new things are starting to pop out. I know I always tell you that April is a big month for new releases, but right now in March, we're getting quite a few of them. We've got a couple of series. If you've been reading the Gray Man series by Mark Greene, the 12th book has been released of this Gray Man series. Stolen Records, the Russian Mafia, and the CIA complicate things for court gentry. And then another continuation of a series by Steve Barry. It's the Cotton Malone series. The 17th book in that series is also out, called The Last Kingdom. A new book called The Writing Retreat by Julia Bartz. It's an aspiring writer goes on a writing retreat that might have life-changing or life-ending outcomes. So, you know, all sorts of things. Yeah, there's just a lot of new releases that are popping up. Bernie Sanders has a new book out that he's written with John Nichols. No, this is nonfiction, and it's okay to be angry about capitalism. So, yeah, there's a lot of new things. If you've got a favorite author that you want to know when their new book is going to be released, stop on down and let us help you find it.
Okay. All right. Can we have an update on the library progress, the new library progress?
Well, the windows are going in this week. That's super exciting. So hopefully the snow stays away so this can happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's the latest, anyway. And the Appleton Press wrote a really great article a couple weeks ago, if you wanted to check that out, on the new library and the progress and
good.
Everything. So that was pretty great, too, with some pictures so that people could see the wide open space in that area. You know, where there used to be walls and classrooms, they're all gone.
Oh, wow. They'll look different.
It is. It's super different, especially if you ever spent any time there. And I know, you know, several of us had preschool kids that were in there, and others went to school there. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be different for many people.
Okay. All right. Tell us when the library's open and where you're located at.
Well, we are currently located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Check us out on Facebook or our website for the latest happenings and things going on here. Also, you know, if we're not open, check out our digital content. There's a lot of things that are instantly downloaded on your portable devices, just in case, you know, you don't want to be out of reading material ever.
Right. You don't want that.
No.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, thank you. And, hey, we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.